From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is expected to propose additional spending for domestic programs in the budget blueprint he'll unveil on Monday. The president told a House Democratic Forum in Philadelphia tonight there's more work to be done.
In my State of the Union, I laid out a series of specific proposals that would allow us to continue to control our deficit, but would also ensure that we were investing in the kind of quality education, including free community college, that is so necessary for people to move forward.
The president's call for more spending on domestic programs and defense is expected to exceed previous spending caps by around $74 billion. The White House says the increases will be funded through cuts in other areas. The Senate has approved a bill authorizing the proposed Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Even if reconciled with the House version, the measure faces a White House veto. Cuba's President Raul Castro says the U.S. must return Guantanamo Bay as part of any deal to reestablish full diplomatic ties. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the White House is already indicating that the issue is not up for negotiation.
At a regional summit in Costa Rica this week, Castro made clear that there can't be normal ties until the U.S. gives back, in his words, the territory illegally occupied by the Guantanamo naval base. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that hasn't been part of the discussion to resume diplomatic ties, though, and he points out that when the president talks about closing Guantanamo, he only means the prison.
In the view of the president and the previous administration, clearly in the best interests of American national security to close the prison.
But the naval base
is not something that we believe should be closed.
The U.S. signed a lease in 1903, decades before the Cuban Revolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Testimony is now underway in the murder trial of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, just days before the team plays in the Super Bowl. Craig LaMolt of member station WGBH reports on day one of his trial.
Prosecutors showed jurors surveillance videos and said shell casings, DNA, and rental cars all linked Hernandez to the killing of Odin Lloyd. The two had been friends, and prosecutors said Hernandez planned the murder after an argument. In his opening statement, defense attorney Michael Fee said Hernandez had no motive and was an innocent man targeted by police.
As soon as they found out that Aaron Hernandez, the celebrity football player, the New England Patriot, was a friend of Odin Lloyd's, Aaron never had a chance.
Hernandez is awaiting trial for two other murders unrelated to this case. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Fall River, Massachusetts.
This is NPR News. Most American families are not financially secure, according to a new report by the Pew Charitable Trusts. The nonprofit group says its analysis of federal data shows household income rose 70% over the past decade, but that the net gain since 1990 is just 2%. It concludes many families are walking a financial tightrope, even if their incomes are considered relatively high. A new study shows a healthy increase in endowments to colleges and universities last year. And NPR's John Burnett says the University of Texas system was second only to Harvard among schools that received the largest donations.
The endowment of the University of Texas depends heavily on oil-rich holdings in the Permian Basin, the homeland of West Texas Intermediate crude. Because of increased production from shale fields, UT's fund grew by nearly a quarter in the past year, now topping $25 billion. In so doing, it surpasses Yale University for the first time, though the UT system has 215,000 students and Yale has 13,000. Texas A&M University's endowment, which is also tied to mineral reserves, grew a whopping 27%. That's more than any other institution listed in the annual survey by Common Fund and the National Association of College and University Business Officers. Harvard's endowment is still the king at nearly $36 billion. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Delta Airlines says it's evaluating a cockpit door that jammed during a flight from Minneapolis to Las Vegas, locking the captain outside. The co-pilot landed the plane safely without further incident. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington. Support.